back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, Sean Hannity, one of my least favorite people in the media, unloaded another barb yesterday, another piece of whatever yesterday. He said that the CDC, the Center for Disease Control's credibility is, quote, in the toilet, end quote, over their new mask advice. Now, let's unpack this a little bit, because this is dangerous and it's sad. And having the right wing and people like the people on Fox News, who originally were anti-vax, anti-mask, anti-social distancing, as the deaths piled up and the new infections piled up, they thought they had to do something. So what they say is they started lately to say a few things that seemed to say they were for science. They just trashed vaccines and masks, and then they go, well, but you might want to consider getting vaccinated. This is all out the window. And what's occurred is this. As long as we had the original, I think it was called the Alpha variant, vaccines took care of it. You didn't need masks if you were vaccinated because you couldn't get it. And then you couldn't pass it on. So you were okay and you couldn't pass it on. The Delta variant is more pernicious. It's more easily communicated. And the so-called Delta variant breeds among the people who don't get vaccinated. Right now in Wisconsin, about 60%, 59 point something percent of everybody over, over 16 has been vaccinated. But that means 40% haven't. In some places it's worse. Down in Alabama, Mississippi, about 70% haven't been vaccinated. And the new Delta variant is different from the other one in that if you're vaccinated, in a rare case, you can get the COVID. The one good thing is you will not be hospitalized and you will not die and you'll not go on a ventilator. And frequently you won't even be symptomatic, but the problem is you have it in your nostrils and you can communicate it to other people who are unvaccinated. So you have two reasons to be vaccinated and two reasons now to wear masks. One is to save your own life and get you off a ventilator, avoid a lung transplant, avoid long-term damage to your brain, your heart, kidney and liver with blood clots. And then the other one is to not infect other people who are not vaccinated. Now, you almost certainly won't get it, even the Delta variant, but you can. A few people can. They're called crossover infections. And now Hannity's shooting his mouth off, saying the CDC's credibility is in the toilet. What the CDC said is they advise that even vaccinated people wear masks indoors, you know, at a concert, in a store, for two reasons. One is you can get it even if you're vaccinated, although it's not going to kill you, but you can then pass it on to other people. So why not play it safe? You probably won't get it without a mask, but because you might, wear a mask, and then they get this trash from Hannity. We're going to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Man, I hope you haven't already talked about it, but did you see our wonderful Glenn Grossman in the background during that questioning with Clyde last night? And they're asking point blank, Clyde, they're giving him a chance to say what it was, and of course he wouldn't. I would have went, like I told the guys last night, the Devils, I would have went, Adlai Stevenson said, I'm prepared to wait till hell freezes over for your answer. But you know how they like to always own the libs, so to speak, in this other nonsense group with their circus sideshow talking about the status of those prisoners? I just said, well, they're being waterboarded right now. I'm gonna own the conservatives. To hell with these people. I'm so sick of them, I just can't take it anymore. Well, how about saying something like that to them? And they'd be outraged, but why in the hell should they be outraged? The things that they say.
Right. Well, you know what's funny of all that Would you think of people like Gohmert and Gossert and Marjorie Taylor Greene and Gates? I mean, Gates is under criminal investigation. Everything he does right. is to try to divert attention from that. Marjorie Taylor Greene has no committees because she's advocated assassination. And Gohmert and Gossert are two of the biggest right-wing nuts. Gohmert has appeared in front of Oath Keeper meetings. I mean, this guy, these are the dregs. And they're the dregs of the Congress. And they get there and they use deliberate diplomatic language. What is the status and treatment? That is code word for you better not kill this guy or torture him. And then we use it with Alexei Navalny in Russia. We use it with Chinese prisoners. We use it with North Korean prisoners. We use it with jihadist prisoners. And what they're trying in a clumsy, stupid way is to equate the United States government and prosecutors with people like that, like Putin. They're the party of Putin. The Republican Party, Trump, is the party of Putin. He's the one that said he didn't trust our CIA and the FBI. Ron Johnson said he doesn't trust the CIA and the FBI. And I think it's very funny what he just said. They want to know about status and treatment. Was being waterboard, but he had a good meal last night. You'll have a good meal tonight. I mean, at some point, these characters, the good thing is that when McCarthy and Scalise and Stefanik, New York, the three leaders held the press conference, there were protesters who drove them away. I mean, you know, this is not American what's going on. And Kevin McCarthy yanking Republicans from other committees in retaliation. You know, what's very funny is under the rules of the Congress, believe it or not, Nancy Pelosi has the authority to appoint Republicans to these other committees. She should appoint, you know, there's a whole bunch of them. People like Liz Cheney and Marjorie and Adam Kinzinger and others, appoint them. Appoint better ones. Many of them would go along with it. And I'll tell you what, the other sad thing is on the CDC thing, the mask thing, Fauci has been issued death threats for saying that that businesses in some cases should mandate masks. Healthcare providers, doctors, nurses, technicians. And the federal government is close to mandating masks. And in California and New York, you have to wear them. This is indoors now, indoors. Or get tested frequently. And there's a guy in Maryland who's up on federal charges now for threatening to kill Fauci. Fauci! He sent him a text calling him a lying sack of S, calling him a sickening, compromised, satanic, Freemason criminal. I don't know where these guys get this stuff. So he's going to kill Fauci and kill his wife. He said he and his wife will, quote, have their teeth smashed out of their worthless skulls if you say one more word about mandatory vaccines. This is about vaccines. This is a sick individual. He has got to go to prison. He's got to go to prison for 5 years. You can't make threats like that. If you made him against the president, you would go to prison. When you make him against somebody who's in federal service, they did it to the Capitol police officers. Some of them, they get these death threats against their families. They're not going to want to serve as Capitol police officers. Fauci is very tough, but of all the people, I mean, Fauci is one of the nicest, humblest guys. He doesn't have an ego. He doesn't put himself into all this stuff. He says, get vaccinated. Wear a mask indoors. Absolutely. And he has been under full security since March. And this is an epidemiologist. An epidemiologist. And there's secretaries of state and election counters and others. It's the same thing. It's a sickness. It has got to be brought to the ground. We'll break. Line's still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.